We're here on KSOM. We're talking high school boys basketball with the head coach for the Cam Cougars, Ian Hunt, with us here on KSOM. And, Coach, already a couple of ball games under your belt so far this season. I know a couple of tough losses so far. How are you feeling overall about your team right now?
I tell you what, we're feeling all right. Two good teams, and we got better both games. One thing we're trying to do is focus on the process of getting better and what we need to improve on and not looking at the results. And if we can continue through this and improve it, I think we'll be better at the end of the season and ready to go playoff time.
What areas do you feel like you need to improve on the most right now?
The first game we really looked at, we gave up too many transition buckets. I think we gave up, I forget how many points, over 20 points in transition. So our transition defense a lot, stopping the ball, getting back, protecting the rim, doing the little things. And then we just got to get some shots to fall. It's early in the season. We're going through a little shooting slump to start the season. But law of averages, we're hoping that that swings back around our way, and we have a good shooting day coming up.
In terms of, you know, who do you see as guys that you want to lead this team, either offensively, defensively?
I think we have a lot of great guys that do a lot of different things for us. We have three great seniors in McCade Pauls, Chase Jotty, and Kobe Ventiger. They do a great job defensively, offensively, kind of running the show for us. We got some young guys that we're hoping to step up and shoot and play some good defense. Like Gunnar Hogeson has a lot of length. They can really shoot the ball. We see that at practice. Hoping that translates to the games. Carson McKee's done a lot of great things for us, and he's a good defender and a great guy off the bench. And Braxton Dennis has really brought a lot of energy and pace to transition. But again, we're just hoping we start to see those things show up on game day, but we'll get there.
Well, so far, I mean, 20% shooting from the outside, 30% overall. What type of offense has been working? What areas do you think you need to improve in the offensive end to try and get that peach in the peach basket?
The first thing we focused on offensively is first game we had 17 turnovers. You can't give away that many turnovers and give away that many possessions and expect to be successful on that end of the floor. And then after that, we just really focused on, we thought we executed the offense really well. We're trying to get a lot of post looks, feed inside out, a lot of threes, try to get in the lane and work inside out, like we said. And we're getting there. We're getting shots that we want to see at the rim and open shots on the perimeter. We just got to start to knock them down. And it's going to happen. It's going to start going our way. We just got to kind of stick with it and keep doing what we're doing, and they'll start to fall.
What have you seen from a guy like Chase Jotty, who's your leading scorer right now, and how he's getting points? You know, he's taking a lot of three-point shots right now. It seems like he gets most of his points inside the arc. You know, how do you feel about his confidence shooting right now?
He shoots the ball real well at practice all the time. We see that. He shot the ball real well on our scrimmages early to start the season. He shot the ball well this summer. It's just a little slump, and you go through those things. Chase is a very versatile player. He's a guy that can post up smaller guards. He has a really good and crafty post game. And on the perimeter, he's also a very capable shooter. So we're just hoping we start to see those things, the shots go down from the outside. But until then, we're just really stressing. Get some post looks, see the ball go through the hoop a few times, and then after that, the should open up some perimeter shots for him.
And then Colin Bauer, your next leading scorer, he's doesn't shoot as much from the outside. He's also your leading rebounder, very important player. You know, what are the keys for his offensive game?
He's a great hustle player. He sets a lot of good screens. And again, he's a very capable perimeter shooter, but he's also a great athlete who has a good mid-range jump shot and a good post-up game. So, we're trying to get him as many looks as we can in the post, and hopefully that starts to work out our way.
What about the defensive end? Where do you feel like you are in that area?
I tell you what, I feel like we're pretty good in the half court. In the half court, I think we do a lot of really good things. We need to work on some off-ball screens, exchanges there. But other than that, I think transition defense has been our big focus. We can't give up over 20 points a game in transition defense. We got to stop the ball. We got to keep them in the half court.
And just in the overall confidence level of the team, I mean, you got a tough opponent with Woodbine on a Tuesday night, and then the schedule kind of lightens up a little bit. We're going to see you on the 20th when we broadcast the game at Peyton Churdan. I understand that's going to be an afternoon game on a Friday, which will be unusual. But where do you see this team and what they need to do to, finish strong here in December before the winter break?
Oh, well, we know this. We've been here before. We know that the Rolling Valley Conference is a tough conference to play in. And our boys were here last year. We struggled at the start of the gate, but then again, we were very focused on the process of getting better. What do we need to get done to improve and be playing basketball how we want to play at the end of the season? And if we continue to do that, I think we'll be ready to go and make a solid playoff run. So, again, our boys are very confident. I feel good about the direction we're heading in. We just got to keep focusing on what we need to do.
Well, we'll see how it all goes, starting tonight with Woodbine and then West Harrison this coming Friday. Coach, really appreciate your time, and best of luck. Thanks so much.
All right, appreciate the call. See you later.
Yeah, Ian Hunt, head coach for Cam Boys Basketball here on KSOM.